It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
With the government shutdown and the lack of news, the commodities have been trading lackluster to say the best. But some of the markets that have been seeing some pretty big movement have been the metals and the stock market indices. When we return from this break, we'll talk a little bit about those markets.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Since the government shutdown has started, the grain markets have been pretty lackluster at best, as we've seen thin, light trading take place for the most part. We've seen the markets reacting to news during the day, but nothing fantastic, and we've been virtually seeing kind of a stagnant market or a little bit lower performance. But some of the markets that have been showing some pretty big strength is the metal markets. You look at what gold is doing and what silver are doing, as both have traded to new all-time contract highs. Especially when you look at gold trading over $4,100, $4,200 an ounce. Silver well over $50, $51 an ounce at this point. And what's interesting is that these markets are rallying and putting in sharp gains at the same time that the stock market is seeing the same kind of performance. What was interesting, though, is Friday we did see the stock market sell off hard because of the trade tension increase with China, but they've slowly started to gain their way back again, whereas the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 are all trading up in their upper end ranges of their recent market. They're a little bit off their highs yet, but still up in the upper range, while gold and silver continue to set new all-time contract highs. We're seeing the same performance as far as the cattle markets as they continue to trade to new all-time contract highs. But what's interesting is that usually gold and the stock markets and the metals don't go in the same direction. The metals are more of a uncertainty, concern market where people go to invest their money when times of trouble or times of uncertainty. Whereas the stock market actually sees its strength when the economy is doing well and flourishing. So normally the two don't rally together, higher together. They normally start to see adverse or at least trading in different directions. So it's interesting to see the metals and the stock market both going to new highs at the same time.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.